I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. San Franciscans vote tomorrow to elect a mayor. Ahead in the polls is Ed Lee, a Chinese-American. If he wins, he won't just have the city's growing numbers of Chinese-Americans to thank. He'll also be indebted to a branch of San Francisco's news media that often go overlooked, Chinese-language newspapers. Monica Campbell has this report.
In San Francisco, voters are gearing up for an historic election tomorrow, with the city's first Chinese-American mayor likely to win office. Ed Lee, the interim mayor, is ahead, but he's also contending with 15 other candidates, several of whom are also Asian-American. And that means other Asian-Americans may be just as busy as the candidates themselves.
I always tell people, hello, my name is Kuei Xiao, but you can call me Jane, please.
Xiao, who Americanized her name when she came to the U.S. from China, reports in San Francisco for Tsingtao Daily, a Hong Kong-based paper that, like five other Chinese-language papers, circulates widely through San Francisco.
Like covering the political and especially the elections.
And in this election, reporters like Xiao have power. Voting by San Francisco's large Chinese population, one quarter of the city's residents, may surge because of the ethnic Chinese candidates. David Lee, head of the nonprofit, nonpartisan Chinese American Voter Education Committee, says the strength of Chinese language papers here can't be underestimated.
The Chinese community has a very strong history of newspaper readership, and many of our senior citizens, for instance, retirees, read upwards of three or four papers every day so that they can get a full picture of what's going on.
While it's tough to measure the Chinese paper's exact influence over voters, the paper's election coverage alone boosts the awareness of Asian candidates and perhaps their chances. That's a factor not missed by mayoral candidates like
David Chu, president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and a candidate for mayor on the November 8th election.
Chu says the influence of Chinese language papers this year may be especially noticeable.
Their readership is enormous. Every single day, we have tens of thousands of San Franciscans that rely completely, read every single word of the major Chinese newspapers in town. This is why I have a regular sit-down with the Chinese press every 2 weeks. This is why we are in very, very close contact with the Chinese press.
I just saw the signs of Jeff Adachi, Li Lianyi, of course, a lot of Ed Lee.
Walking through Chinatown, reporter Xiao points to the candidates' campaign signs in Chinese. Xiao's paper, Tsingtao, is the only Chinese-language paper to endorse candidates. Because the papers are all headquartered outside the U.S., there is some concern that they'll be seen as a foreign influence on U.S. elections, or that they'll ignore non-Asian candidates. Sean Lee, a 32-year-old editor at the World Journal, which caters to Taiwanese readers, says his paper doesn't back any candidate just for those reasons.
We try to stay neutral on political issues, so we don't speak for, we don't work for Taiwanese government. And we cover it in general like every other newspaper does, and our political view is always, we don't take sides.
At the Tsingtao newsroom, a radio station plays music from Hong Kong. Editor Joyce Chen points to Jane Chao's recent piece about San Francisco election officials coming to Chinatown and says that Chinese language papers are providing a civic duty.
We encourage people to vote because we have to participate. That's how we, you know or understand what the democracy is. We can say, you know, we are a minority in this country, and to have elected mayor, the highest position in the city government, there's a certain pride in that, and there's also just a way to show we can do it.
It's hard to gauge the real influence of all the Chinese language papers, but there's little question that they're being read a lot. Dan Chu, a real estate agent who moved to California from Hong Kong 30 years ago, lingers over a copy of Tsingtao at a Chinese bakery. He's not satisfied by the San Francisco Chronicle's small foreign news section.
Americans, they only talk about themselves. They don't talk about other part of the world. They don't talk about Europe. They don't talk about Asia. You know what I mean?
In contrast, with Tsingtao Daily, he says,
you look at all the pages, so many pages. You know, I get to see the whole picture of the world all the time.
It seems that if local papers want to be relevant to tens of thousands of potential readers, not to mention voters, they might have to change their focus pretty soon. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.